Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home.
He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, as the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound.
He keeps leading me home.
I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
He keeps leading me home,
destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
When I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down, when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray and start my day with you. When I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can't do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down, when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray
and start my day with you.
When I start my day with you, Lord, there's nothing I can do. Although sometimes the tempter tries to bring me down, when I go to you in prayer, I know you'll meet me there. I can make it through the day when I take the time to pray and start my day with you. I'm a pilgrim on a journey, seeking for a better land. The way gets rough and the trials so hard to bear. But I tell you, the one who started with me said he'll be there to the end.
And when I need strength, he blesses me again.
It's so hard to comprehend that he takes out of me the stars that shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small grain of sand and the wonders of his hand.
And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again.
I've not always been the best man for the Lord I could be. I stumble, yes, sometimes I've given in. But the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just the small grain of sand, and the wonders of his hand. And when I need a strength, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The stars that shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small grain of sand, and the wonders of his hand. And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in his shadow, I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust in man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge of my knees. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in his shadow, I am safe from harm. He said he'll be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, he has proven true. An ever-present help in my trouble is exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. He said he'll be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm.
When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, frosties are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark we see tonight, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm,
the wind cease to roar.
No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright.
When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow.
No matter how dark will be the night,
everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Going home, going home,
there is nothing to hold me here.
I got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home, going home, going home.
There is nothing to hold me here,
'cause I got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home, going home, going home.
There is nothing to hold me here.
I got a glimpse of that heavenly home. Praise God, I'm going home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Ephesians chapter 6. Start in verse 10. Finally, be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Clothe yourself with the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. For this reason, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand your ground on the evil day. And having done everything to stand, that's where we are in time. The evil day is here, and the only job we have now is just to stand on the things. Stand firm, therefore, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist. That's one of the most important weapons. It's the weapon of truth. It's the only way you'll be able to defeat all these schemes of the devil. If you don't have truth, then you can't defeat them. Mm-hmm. You can fight out there, but you're not going to be able to defeat them, because it's the weaponry of truth. See, you and I, we've seen what's been happening for the last 2,000 years. We got that truth that we can actually come out here and defeat Satan with all his schemes that he's been practicing for the last 2,000 years, actually unchecked ever since the early church went off the scene. The Satan has been on a warpath to deceive and to bring in a diabolical scheme. And like Paul said, after our departure, grievous woe will come in. And down to 2,000 years, even in the days of Martin Luther, Martin Luther didn't last very long. But see, here in these closing days of time, you and I, we see that whole program, and we're just exposing it so that they can be brought to be destroyed. If you don't know the truth, it's just that simple. You can't destroy the devil. Stand firm, therefore, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, by putting on the breastplate of righteousness. There's a different translation. Stand, therefore, having lines girded about with truth. It's all about truth. Once you tell people the truth, believe you me, you're going to be branded. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and we said it over and over again, the only righteousness that you and I can accumulate for ourselves is to believe the message for your day. There is no righteousness in each one of us. All we can come up at the end of the day is a filthy rag. So you got to go dig into Scripture. What's the righteousness? The righteousness is simply to believe the truth for your day, because the truth keeps marching on. As we move on, back in the days of Martin Luther, the truth was the just shall live by faith. And all the people had to do back then was just hold on to the truth. Then, therefore, having your lines girt about with truth and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador of bones, that herein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Heavenly Father, we just read your word, Lord. I just pray you help us to expound on the things that you've allowed us to see here in these closing days of time, Lord. I just pray you move on our hearts, open our understanding, Lord, and just keep moving us forward, Lord, because the truth keeps marching on. Give us a clarity to see the hour we're now living in, Lord. And all the confusion around the world, Lord, we're living in the closing days of time. And I just pray, Lord, you'll help us to see the things that need to be said here in these closing days of time. We pray, Lord, to give that increase. Jesus Christ, and we pray, amen. There's absolutely no way you could defeat the devil if you don't have the truth. Mm-hmm. You can't have a gee whiz, by golly, and then expect to defeat the devil, because the devil was defeated back at the crucifixion. All he's doing now is just a bluff, and all we got to do is find out where the truth is. Here in these closing days of time, the truth of the matter is very simple. Like God has made it so simple for the human race. If you can only have a reverence and a respect for the Word of God, we're doing our level best. It cost us a hefty price to come to where we are today, and there's no devil in hell is going to take it away from us. That's why we speak so plainly. We call it out the way it is, because our whole eternal existence depends on this word, the truth. The truth for your day. And we've been beating the drums here for 35 years trying to bring a truth out. It started back when the Lord began to deal with me. There's one baptism, there's one God, there's one faith. And it took me years to find that one baptism, to find that one faith. And I found it when the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Brennan, back in the day, and that's been going on ever since, and that he keeps, the truth keeps marching on, and here we are, just in the crevice of the rapture, just at the closing days of time, and we still have to fight with this truth. We expose the unfruitful works of darkness, the truth out there, and especially at these closing days of time, where the truth is evil spoken of, and it's almost like you need a telescope or something to really see through all this hogwash that's out there. We're trying to tell people that that Hutterite thing never was nothing, never will be nothing. It's just Satan that somehow back in the day, Martin Luther, he come up with all these phonies, all these Jacob Hutters. These are not, they were not real people. They were just sent then agents of Satan once Martin Luther came along to just to live by faith. And he put that Roman Catholic Church out of business. And the devil, he didn't take that sitting down. He saw, devises a plan and a motive. And he comes in with these holy religious people. Like I say, Andreas Erebreit, the Swingley. All they did was oppose the forces of the spirit that brother Martin Luther brought to just to live by faith. And like I say, when I look back at history, like I said, I didn't know this until the weekend the Lord began to deal with me about the deception. Because we've been speaking very plainly, and I felt maybe I should maybe apologize for speaking so rough and so plain, calling these people in the pulpit nothing but agents of Satan, and nothing but their stuff that they spew out there, nothing but tables of vomit. Man, I went over and I listened to myself. Man, did I say that? And the Lord came on the scene. He said, Sam, it's not what they say. It's what they say is the truth. It's what they don't say. They do not tell the people the truth for the day and hour we're living in. Here in this closing days of time, it's the ministry of Brother Brennan. Nobody will tell it the way you and I tell it, and we tell them exactly what's been going on in the world church system for the last practically ever since the early apostles went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then here we got it. We bring it out and you'll all that filth, all that demonic religious system that Satan has used his thugs and these preachers in the pulpit to deceive even the very elect if it would be possible. Mm-hmm. So we have a very tough road to hoe because we're fighting against all these forces that have been got their roots down for 2,000 years. And here we're telling people that these people in the pulpit are nothing but deceivers, nothing but agents of Satan, especially these holy people ever since about 1530, they came out, you gotta live in community, and they started up these communities, die living, these cults all around the world. All of a sudden, you got the Andreas Enterprise, all of a sudden, you got Jakob Huter, and all of a sudden, you got Eberhard Arnold from the Woodcresters down there, and we're putting all everything together, all that massive clump of deception. Here we're bringing it out, here in these closing days of time. It's exactly what Jesus said. If it would be possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And here what we're doing, we're exposing that. We're doing completely going with exactly what the scripture said. The truth shall be evil spoken of. And once you're done, if you don't have the weapon of truth, then you can't defeat the devil. You can't expose him if you don't have the truth. If you go out there and preach that community style living and that Hutterite thing and that Amish thing and all that religious filth that Satan has brought together to deceive the masses, you can't defeat the devil. See all we're doing. We're just exposing him, exposing this movement, exposing these people in the pulpit, like I keep saying it over and over again, ever since the weekend. The Lord began to say, deal with me, saying, it's what they don't say. He did not tell you the truth. He did not tell you the truth of the matter. If once you have the truth, that is actually very simple. Once you have the fact that God sent the prophet, and then he sent that chief apostle, and then he called on you and I to continue on with the program, to hold on to the fort, to hold on to the things that has been firmly established. We don't really have that hard of a job because the preaching has been done through it. Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. And all you're having to do now, just hold on to it. That's exactly what it says. When you have found everything, just hold on and stand. Stand on the things that you and I have been given in these closing days of time. And I tell you, It's pretty hard to go against all these forces of evil. Mm-hmm. See, all we have to do is expose it and bring it out in the open. All these saints are nothing but agents of Satan, these preachers in the pulpit. And as time goes on, you're going to see those are the people that Jesus at the end of the day will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. But see, we're running ahead of all that to tell the people right now what will be once Jesus comes on the scene and he separates the goats from the sheep and he calls these people. Oh, didn't we hear them preach the gospel? Oh, didn't we was out there doing whatever? And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. But we were just putting the picture out here for people to see so they can repent before it's too late. That's our mantra, is to put out the truth for the day and how we were living in.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And that's why the weapons, like we have weapons, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We have the weapon of truth. Like if you don't have the weapon of truth, you have no protection for your loins as you go out to battle. That the truth is mm-hmm. what protects you, your loins, from being attacked in a battle. Just like in a real battle, if you don't have armory on, you're going to get hit and you're going to be killed in no time. Mm-hmm. But that's why the whole armor of God is so important, and and having your loins girded about with truth, because in it you're able to combat the lies that are out there. Like mm-hmm. I always say, like when I was baptized on the colony, like growing up on the colony, you feel the spiritual darkness, and there's no other way to put it. If you are walking in the spirit, you can feel the spiritual darkness on the Hutterite colony. It's just that simple. And when I was baptized in the Trinity, I knew something was not right, but I didn't know what. See, I couldn't combat it because I didn't have the truth. I mm-hmm. did not know what it was. So I just had to live in this darkness, not knowing what I'm dealing with, so I had no protection against it because I had no clue that water baptism, that all these people out there, the Hutterites and all these denominations are baptizing in, is actually hatched out. Yeah, it's a lie. It's hatched out from Satan in order to deceive people. So it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Branham that I found out why I felt the way when I was baptized. See, then you have victory over the enemy because you know the truth, and the mm-hmm. truth sets you free, and then you can, be brought to the light of it. But if you don't know the truth, and that's what we try to tell people, is the truth. But if people don't want to be brought to the light, then they just keep living in darkness. That's why if you walk in the spirit, then you can, then you see things on a different light. But if you just live in the carnal man, of course everything is going to be okay. You're going to think that water baptism is okay. But for me, it was not right. Something was not right. And the Lord brought me to the light, to the understanding what it was. And that gives you the weapon, to fight against the wiles of Satan and all his lies that he puts mm-hmm. out there. That's why we can be victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of what the truth has been brought out in the 1900s and the 20th century. God sent a prophet to turn our hearts back to the truth of what the faith was in the early church, not the lies that Satan has put out there since the early church fathers fell asleep. He came in with a vengeance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And see, the proof is in the pudding. We gone through all these torture chambers. Mm-hmm. We be putting the out simply because truth. When you tell people the truth, you're going to be spewed out because the religious system out there, because that people hold on so dearly, mm-hmm. that community style living, and all these preachers out there, they don't have a truth. And here we come along, we tell people the truth. Of course, you'll be put in the house. Every group that we were associated with All they do, they pick us out because we see, we tell them the truth, and then they don't want to hear the truth, and they do exactly what it says over in John chapter 3, I think it's verse 19. This is going to be the condemnation. That's what's going to send people out to hell, and that because the truth has come. The truth has come, but men, they love the lie more than the truth. See, you and I, we love the truth. We can't navigate unless it's truth. If somebody comes along, just gives it a little bit of a twist, you know, just kind of begins to water it down a little bit, we can't navigate in there. Like, we've been in these groups here, the different ones, and all of a sudden, they come out, we're in the third day. Well, see, because you and I have received the love of truth, we cannot digest the fact that what they're trying to tell us, that we're in the third day, and the third day is the millennium. We're not in the millennium yet. We're right now in the week of Daniel. And if somebody else comes along and tells us differently, see, because we love the truth, we cannot digest that. Mm-hmm. But that's and because we have that weapon. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but the weapon is the truth for the day. The truth for the day and hour we're living in. And like we keep saying, we have to separate ourselves. If they want to teach that we're in the third day, you let them go out and teach. There's nothing you'll be able to do to convince them otherwise. But see, you and I, we have a love for truth, and we can't navigate outside of truth. And it has been our battle. Tell people the truth, and then you'll be put in the outs, and you'll be shunned, and they'll be doing everything they've been doing to us for the last 30, 40 years. Like at first it started, and then Hard Right System, and then I went to the Mennonites, and it's the same thing there, and then the Pentecostals, it's the same thing there, it just keeps on going, and before I know it, I found out Satan has infiltrated every one of these religious systems out there, and if you don't tow their denominational line, then they put you in the outs, and before you know it, you're left standing by yourself. It wasn't until the Lord brought you along. And up until that time, I was just going from pillar to post, finding out exactly what I know today. They're nothing. They're all just synagogues of Satan. That's right. And here it is, end time. Everything is being exposed. But see, God knew all that, and He gave us a prophetic ministry, and then that apostolic ministry, and then He's given you and I the responsibility. He's laid at our door to put out the truth that has been firmly established throughout the age, throughout the church age, the Laodicea especially, and we're telling people the truth. Now they can make up their mind if they want to believe it, if they want to believe a lie, go for it. If they want to believe in that diabolical satanic water baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost that was introduced by the Roman Catholic Church, by Satan, behind it is the spirit of Satan, and down throughout the dark age, and these denominations out there, all them will baptize you in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And it's just nothing but worshiping the devil. That's all it is. And here these other rites, they just got the whole bunch, got baptized here last week, back into that diabolical, satanic Roman Catholic Church, and they think they're doing God a service, but see, we're fighting all that, and we're just putting the truth out there. Take it or leave it. Exactly what I said over in John chapter 3, verse 19. This is the condemnation. It's what's going to condemn people. The truth has come. We're telling people the truth. But the men love the darkness more than the truth. They love that lie. I don't know why they love the lie so much. But see, we're telling the truth, and we're combating all these forces because now here in this end time, the truth will be evil spoken of. And then it comes so far that the truth will even be taken from men because the men love the darkness more than the truth, and we're outnumbered, outgunned, outtanked, and everything because there's hardly anybody that'll believe us because of the truth. That's the truth of the matter. Uh-huh. They've been brainwashed and they've been took. And we're the only voice, same voice, that's left here in these closing days of time. That's why we have to hold on to the things that we have been firmly established, the truth that's been given to us here in these closing days of time.
And what God has walked us through, you know, like I said, when I was baptized on the colony, Like, after I was baptized, I felt so horrible. And I looked all the people through that I knew on the colony, and there was nobody that I could find in my spirit to look up to. Like, my mom was the best there was. She was a Christian woman, but there was something still that was lacking, that I did not know what it was, mm-hmm. and it was that water baptism. Until I came to the knowledge of the truth, I found out what it was that I was looking for. I was looking for that real baptism. That's what my spirit was looking for, and I couldn't find it around me. And then looking back, that's the truth of the matter, you know. And it's quite something when you will go on the internet, and there's all these preachers out there on the internet. And like I said, I listened to a lot of preachers for the 7 years that I was on the colony when the Lord saved me. And no preacher on the radio or anybody have ever mentioned Brother Branham. That is quite shocking. And that was in the 90s, late 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You would think that it would still be in the environment, especially Brother Jackson was still here, you know, and nobody would ever mention them. That's how much the devil has kept the wraps on the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad, because that's the very thing that I was looking for, was the truth, and nobody was able to present it to me. Like you were saying, it's not what you're saying, it's what you're not saying. It's what you're not telling the people. And then you have no weaponry against Satan and his lies. You can't be effective.
Yeah, right. Like going back when back in the day when my brother called me up one day, I guess that Arno from Westrup, he was over there doing their communion. I guess mm-hmm. You have to be ordained before you could give communion or something. So he called me up on Sunday, and then, oh, he was excited. He asked me, were you at church today? Were you at the Oval Church today? He says, no, I know that those sermons by heart already. I don't have to go there. Well, you should have been here. At Arnold from Westrup, he really don't think. Oh, man, that guy could preach. And he really was excited. He thought that was crazy, not being there at that church. And see, he didn't realize it as he was talking. I knew exactly what it is. It's that anointing. It's satanic anointing. And they get up at the pulpit. Oh, they can preach up a storm. And you, if sitting there, oh, man, you wouldn't believe how good they can preach. They preach the truth, and there's an anointing on them. My brother, I guess he couldn't detect that it's just anointing of Satan. Mm-hmm. And if I try to tell him that, he'd think I'm crazy. But here he was all excited. He thought I'm missing it, not being at that church service and not being partake of it. But see, it's anointed of Satan. When these people, they get in the pulpit, there's anointing come over, but it's anointing of Satan. And it looks so real. I've seen it already. I know when I was terminated from the colony, there was a preacher came through for Brandon, and I was up in Ireland at church, and he had a week in the meetings there. Man, that guy could preach. I was so asphyxiated with what he preached. And then I couldn't wait to, when I went to Brendan, I went over to visit him, and there's nothing there. It was just an ordinary guy. But see what the devil does when they get into that pulpit. He's got all these people there. He's got the one objective. I got to deceive these people. Mm-hmm. And it's that man in the pulpit. He gets anointed of Satan, and he really lays it on thick. And you would swear there is a man of God. But when they leave that pulpit, they're just an ordinary Joe Blow, and that the anointing mm-hmm. leaves them. That's how they deceive the people.
Right.
Once they get put that hat on, and once they walk over there to that church service, there's something going over, over them. It's anointing. It's a false anointing. False Christ. False anointed one. And for me to go out and tell them that it's not of God, that it's anointing of Satan, it's a pretty tough road to hoe for us. And I know what I'm talking about. I went through all it. I was like David. David himself said, I would have barely made it, but I went into the sanctuary of God. Mm-hmm. You got to get yourself away from it and really step back and look at through the microscope of Scripture. Then I began to see a horse of a different color. That's why I've been on these war pants on Sunday since the weekend. It's what they do not say. Not one of these preachers have I ever preached. Mm-hmm. They were preaching up a storm, but not one of them have I ever heard say anything about God sending a prophet.
That's right.
Or about the church leader. Uh-huh. That's what's going on out there
right
now.
You are not going to hear it, and that's the truth. It's sad, but it's the truth that they won't tell you that. And that's why it says, Jesus said that they'll have the power and signs of wonders. See, that's that anointing that's on there in order to deceive people, that comes on them when they're up on the pulpit in order. How else do you think Satan is going to deceive people? He has this power that he overshadows them, and they are able to deceive people with it.
I know a couple of preachers from the calling. There's one guy. So he said, oh, I just love to go over there and preach. Mm-hmm. You know, even on the way over, Satan is right there, and he anoints him. They can come up with a very good sermon, some of them. Mm-hmm. They really lay it on thick, but not one of them will give you the nugget. Mm-hmm. They will not give you the germ for the church age to later see. I went on the internet. I went on the YouTube. I go around checking these people. Not one word of God sending a prophet. Not one word of the hour we're now living in. Ye see, you and I, we're the only two people out of 8 billion people on planet Earth. We're the only two people that knows the hour we're living in. We could put them out there right to the day we're living in, the week of Daniel. We're just less than three years away from Satan being tied up. We're the only two people that can teleport it out there and put their life on the line and just tell people the truth, because we're the two people that God has on out to hold on to the truth here in this closing day of time. And we're telling people that we're now in the week of Daniel. We only got a few short years left before Satan, that angel comes down, ties up Satan and throws him into hell, and then the day of the Lord is on, and then we know the program right to the T. It's 1,260 days, and then that's the middle of it, and then there's another 1,260, that's the end of it, and the end of it is Satan gets tied up, and his 6,000 years of sojourn here on earth is over. Ever since he got Adam and Eve to side with him, he's given exactly 6,000 years, and biblical 6,000 years, and here in 3 years from now, his time has run out, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to speed it up. His days are numbered, and then the angel comes down and just throws him into hell. See, to you and I, everything is so simple and so easy to say, because we know we got the weapon of our warfare is truth. Well, if you don't have truth, you don't even know what's going on. Somebody will come along and tell you, it could go on for another 1,000 years and things like that. But see, you and I, we have the truth, and we can tell them it's less than 3 years before Satan is no more. The world will go on as before, but Satan will be no more, and people would probably wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Because then the day the Lord sets in, the separating of the goats and the sheep, and then the millennium sets in, and off to go 1,000 years of the millennium, and after that there's eternal age. God has that program all set up. All you and I are doing here, we're holding on to the truth that's been given to us here in these closing days of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only message that we have, because it has already been preached. For 40 years, Brother Brennan preached. And another 40, Brother Jackson preached. To put out that it's crystal clear as crystal, for anybody that has a love for truth. And God will bring them to it. He told me back in the day, started up this website, and if somebody has a hunger and a thirst, God will bring them to this website. We don't even have to advertise. And if there's a hunger and a thirst, it's like he talks about that eagle. Behold, it says where the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. That eagle will only go where the fresh fruit, where the fresh meat is. And here's the fresh meat. because the truth is marching on. We're telling people here in these closing days of time, there's only one message left, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All you got to do, you messed up in the past, all you have to do now is come and believe the message for you today. There's nothing else left out there. I know what I'm talking about, because I went through these torture chambers. I went through these religious systems. Mm-hmm. I know there's nothing there. You and I, we speak very plainly. That's why we call tables of vomit not fit for a dog to eat, because it's all nothing but unengineered behind the scenes. It's a spirit of Satan. That's all it is.
That's right. It's a beautiful picture when you look at it. God's plan of creation. When sin came into the picture, it was all a process of redeeming it, having to redeem it. And that's why redemption set in when Jesus at Calvary won the victory over Satan. He won the rights over everything. And that's the redemptive program that God set in there. And he's the creator and he's also the redeemer. And it's going to take 1,000 years to redeem this whole plan of creation back to God. And it began in 33, but it's a process of getting it all completed. And people don't know that God has a program. It's not, people think they just exist, and when they die, they die. But there's a program behind it. God has a plan. And if you know that great plan of his, it forms a beautiful picture.
Actually, before the Lord set this whole thing in motion, the God of heaven sent it in motion way back before time began. He had a blueprint, and then when he was done with it, it was a done deal. That's in the mind of God, everything is a done deal. Uh-huh. And then he sent Jesus, and Jesus at Calvary, he overcame Satan. He beat Satan, and it's a done deal. It's Calvary. Jesus just had to take possession of it. Mm-hmm. But he won the victory at Calvary, and victory over Satan, over sin, and everything. But see, it's one day he's coming back to rule and reign, because he defeated everything at Calvary, mm-hmm. and now he's just, like right now, he just hasn't taken possession mm-hmm. of certain things yet. He just hasn't taken possession of the animal kingdom, of the millennial reign, because as time goes on, you're going to see it unfolding before your very eyes. As time goes on, you're going to see we'll be able to communicate with the animal kingdom again. But see, it all happened at Calvary. And mm-hmm. Jesus said, it's finished. The whole process was a done deal. Mm-hmm. All we got to do now, hold on to the things that have been firmly established. That's the job that you and I have, and we got no other job description. That's all right. We can do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for your great plan of creation that you created and planned out, Lord. And we also thank you, Lord, for truth, for giving us the truth for our day and hour. That's why our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, Lord, because we have the truth to combat the lies of Satan, Lord, and this darkness that is out there. And we just want to let people know that they too can have power over the enemy, because you sent a prophet to restore the truths that were lost, Lord, that Satan had taken away from the human family. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.